Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello and welcome back to Star Wars Minute. It's your daily show in which we analyze, we scrutinize, and we celebrate The Force Awakens 1 minute at a time. I'm Alex Robinson from comicbookalex.com.
I'm Pete the Retailer from PeteTheRetailer.com.
I'm Meredith Warner from MDELLW at Twitter.
Welcome back, Meredith.
Thanks for having me, guys.
You know, we've been talking about people who have done all the seasons, and unfortunately, you have not done all the seasons, but have done a live show with us, which is a more unique, rare.
For Father's Day.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, our first live show, actually.
Yeah.
The second one.
Yeah,
the first one was the Christmas special. Yeah,
it was the I Am Your Father moment, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
that's a good one.
That was magical.
And now you get here, you have some more magical Jedi moments. Minute 117, of course. Minute 117 starts off with the duel continuing, with Rey slowly backing away. And it ends a minute later with the duel continuing, with Kylo Ren backing slowly away.
Whoa.
Sort of a turn of fates there.
The future is female, y'all.
And Southern, too. I think it's more realistic that Starkiller Base seems to be blowing up like in stages.
Right.
Like it's kind of like breaking down.
That's more realistic?
Well, as opposed to like the Death Star, which blew up like instantaneously, like everything blew up all at one time and stuff
right.
like that.
Well, I know
we're talking relative degrees of realism here.
I know. I'm saying like of all the bases I've seen blow up in the sky, I feel like you're right. Breaking down piece by piece is much more palatable.
Yeah.
If you will. It definitely makes for a more dramatic duel.
Yes, this is true. Yeah, they really luck out by being right on the edge of that one cliff.
it keeps happening, too.
Yeah.
I know, they're so lucky in this.
Yeah.
It's the will of the Force, I guess.
Definitely. Which she forgot up until this second right now, despite the whole movie being about the Force.
Mm-hmm. Well, so this was the whole thing. This was originally they were fighting, dueling, which they still are. But they were fighting, and... when he, you know, he gets all up in her face and says, "You need a teacher." Then here's where she originally said, like, "No, you're a monster." And she got angry and rejected him and fought back. And that was it. It wasn't like
there was no force moment.
Realization. It was just kind of, she kind of
would you say she was awakened?
Oh, well, no, she wasn't. Now she is.
Okay. Yeah. Right now.
Because we're talking about the collaborative aspect, and JJ, was showing it to, Ava DuVernay, and she was like, you know what? Like that needs to. It would be better if she just suddenly realized she was in touch with the Force there. Like he, you know, so it's totally her idea that this Rey's kind of awakening here, where as soon as he says the Force, she's like, oh, the Force, that's what's been happening to me. You know, like, puts a name on it, and then she kind of lashes back and becomes that much stronger and is able to turn the tide.
Which fans was pretty split on. I mean, I love it. I love any sort of, you know, empowered lady in the Star Wars verse. But again, I saw a lot of people were like, but it took Luke so long and so many training sessions and being hung upside down and all this stuff. And you saw him struggling and she's like a badass right away, which, I mean, maybe she's just more gifted than Luke.
Could be.
Her ass was worse than Luke's to begin with, though. You know, she was already used to fighting, and we already saw before you know, she even kind of had realized that the Force was a real thing. You know, we saw her kind of, you know, beating up those guys in Jakku and all that. Luke was, you know, Luke could... was a pale and weak farm boy. The droids do all the work. He didn't even have that like farm muscle. So I think, you know, it I don't know, it makes more sense. She's it consistent with her character, and the you know, the Force is just kind of enabling her to kind of have those heightened reactions and all that a little bit, which I don't know. And plus we saw Anakin do all that stuff, you know, all that stuff.
Well, but Anakin, was allegedly special, as was Luke, as was Rey, as is, I guess, all the Jedi's then. Everyone's special.
Everyone is special. Yeah, what I think is interesting about the Rey approach to the Force as opposed to Luke is, like, Luke was kind of, like, interested in the Force, and then Obi-Wan and Yoda and stuff gave him tools to increase that. Whereas with Rey, I feel like almost like she's almost like a mutant in X-Men. Like, she has this power that she can't control. Like, she can use it intermittently. She did the mind trick on James Bond back there, and here she did the telekinesis, you know, kind of thing. But it almost seems like she's doing it more by instinct, and it's not like harnessed into any kind of like you know, system or anything like that.
What is exciting as a woman watching this is it's so fun to see Rey play the traditional hero character. Uh-huh. I mean, it's so traditional, especially in the sense that, like, Han Solo, like, shirked responsibility. Luke Skywalker, like, kind of fumbled with responsibility. And then, like, Rey comes in as, like, this is what we're doing. I'll drive. Like, it's kind of not, it's kind of nice. Is it simple? Yeah, but I think she gets more complicated as the movies go on.
Yeah.
But it's also nice because this is usually the Arnold Schwarzeneggers and the Matt Damons and all the other people that we've seen in this role. It's nice to see a young woman in that role being I'm boss.
Well, so while we were watching the minute beforehand, there's the scene where Kylo Ren says, "You need a teacher."
The aforementioned scream delivery.
"I'll teach you about the Force." You know, so.
"You need a teacher." Your turn.
Right. Sorry. I got lost thinking like you need a coaster or something like that. It'd be a good, like, if he was just like that way about everything, like. It's like, you know, like, can I park it? Like, you need a permit. Like, just totally like, oh, all right.
You need a biscuit.
Yeah, oh, there you go. That's the perfect one.
I'd argue it actually would have been, I mean, I love it because it makes me laugh because I love his scream delivery, but I'd argue it probably would have been a little bit more powerful if he was like, "You need a teacher." And he's like got his stuff together in the beginning and then starts to crumble when she starts on the attack. But, you know.
Well, plus she's probably more likely to respond positively with a more... as opposed to being yelled at, being told you need a teacher.
Right?
You know, hey, listen, you're pretty good at this, but I could teach you, you know.
Right.
He's trying to murder her.
Yeah, you're like, you need a teacher!
Like, do you think that if he could have killed her there and then, he would have?
Yes.
Yes? 100%?
Yeah. Okay. I think so.
Okay.
Because she's, I mean, I guess he does know that she's, he does sense that she's special to a certain extent, but she's still just kind of like, the person that's been annoying him for the past 2 days or whatever. Like, her and Finn are both just kind of like, "Oh, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he would, you know, gladly get rid of both of them.
Mm-hmm.
Although then, I don't know. Once he sees that she can kind of use that lightsaber, especially. I don't know. Maybe he wouldn't. Maybe, I don't know. So, well, he doesn't. But he doesn't.
I don't know, but maybe. And that's the end of the Star Wars trilogy. Right, right. She dies. Han Solo's dead. The end.
Do you think he would have killed her? You seem like you didn't think.
I don't know. I think he could have killed her earlier, and he didn't. Mm-hmm. But then again, that's the common trope of the villain. It's right, like, yeah, well, right. Let's put them above, dangle them above a tank of sharks, as opposed to just shooting him in the head.
Plan.
Yes, exactly. I don't know. I think there's a lot of interest from him about her because I think he's a very lonely person. And I think she's interesting to him. Mm-hmm. And I think that Rian Johnson really plays on that on the next one. Almost like extrapolates that to a much larger extent than is really in here. But I mean, maybe my perspective has changed having seen Last Jedi. But
yeah, that could color the way you look at this now, knowing, you know, what comes up ahead. Well, so it's interesting because when I was watching it, I thought of the opposite question about what if she killed him?
Oh, right.
Because this scene, what, you know, the audience is all on her side, like, yeah, she should be killing him. But weirdly, it's almost the same scene as Luke kicking Vader's butt in Return of the Jedi.
Right.
Which is supposed to be a moment where Luke is turning to the dark side. You know what I mean? We don't want Luke to be doing that. So here it's a thing where it's like, if she had killed him then, would she be like, would that have altered her destiny? Like, she is now the bad guy?
Yeah, I mean, and then she could be plagued by that death throughout the rest of the films and, like, the draw to the dark side, et cetera, et cetera. I think that's way too, as we said earlier, like, do you think BB-8's flicking off Finn?
Right.
Way too risky for Disney. I would love to have seen that, like, really complicated. Yeah. And then when they kill her in the third and final movie, again, it won't be a problem because she'll have guilt. But I don't think they're going to kill her in the third and final movie. There's too many little girls with their hair in little buns.
I don't think they would have her do anything that was, like, genuinely evil.
No.
Although I like the idea of if she killed him here and then he showed up in the next two as, like, Force Ghost Kylo. Like, so it's the same as kind of like the calls that they have in Last Jedi, except he's just, you know, she's going about her business in the next movie and all of a sudden he's just like, hey, what are you doing?
It'd be like Patrick Swayze. They'd start making, like, pottery together.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that would totally happen. I mean, it's basically like Ghost in Last Jedi.
True. Yeah,
it does turn into that. I thought it was really clever that she kind of forgot about the Force until he said, oh, I'm going to train you in the Force. And she's like, oh, right, the Force. I knew there was something else.
Well, it is really bad that they're not, like, she's like, oh, right, the Force.
Well, like,
I'm holding a lightsaber, weapon of Jedi. It's like, literally, only Jedis use this and the Force.
Right.
It's just
ridiculous.
She
was distracted by Finn getting beat up and all that stuff like that.
That wasn't even in the scripting part. They had actually shot all this, and then they had to go back and do these were reshoots to get this moment once they realized that worked better.
I totally forgot this whole bit was in the movie. I thought as soon as she picked up the... No, not the lightsaber duel. Starkiller base, I mean. Right. No, like, if I was in my memory, as soon as she picked up the lightsaber, she just started Mary Suing all over his butt. So I like the fact that she has that turning moment from being vulnerable to now being, like... It echoes her being reminded to use the Force is just like Luke in the trench where Obi-Wan is to say, use the Force, Luke.
Exactly.
Like, oh, that's right. The Force.
And that is a lot better that there isn't literally a VO being like, use the Force. Like, that's a little, I mean, it's great, but it's cheese. Yeah. Like, it wouldn't play in this movie. It'd be great. It would actually be really great. But
yeah.
And it kind of also, as you said, dunks on the whole Mary Sue theory, which is a bad theory. And it's kind of like, you see her struggle, you see her have a bad time. But it really does. I hadn't really thought about how it echoes the final scene in Star Wars. Huh. Well, not the final scene, but one of the
moment from the
part where the big weapon is blowing up.
Yeah, when the thing blows up and goes bang with the womp rat. Yeah.
Yeah.
And as usual, I got to give really, when we were studying for this, I was listening to it on headphones and the earbuds. Then the scene where she's like calming herself and like you could really hear the sound, like all the rest of the sound drops out, and you know, it gave me like goosebumps hearing that kind of sound. And I thought it was funny that the only thing you could hear is her breathing, which is of course what Darth Vader was, his most famous thing is, you know, one of his most famous things is his heavy breathing. So I was like,
first is his guacamole. Then it was his breathing.
Yeah, then it's his breathing, and then his tap dancing sadly gets distant third.
But I do love how the lightsabers are reflected in her eyes as well.
Yeah.
I don't know how they did that, because obviously that doesn't happen on set. Just the fact that they're like frame by frame adding that in through CG.
They were using, you know, like Force effects lightsabers, essentially, like ones that had glow. They had the tubes and they were glowing. So some of it was there, and like they're being lit by it a lot. But I think they definitely sweetened that quite a bit.
Yeah, it's because I don't really think our eyes really reflect like that, no matter what. I mean, maybe a little, but it's very pretty.
Yeah. Very good.
By coincidence, minute 117 of The Empire Strikes Back is Luke backing up on the gangplank about to have his hand cut off by Vader. So it's like your ring theory. We have you coming back for the same minute that we had on the live show. It's crazy.
We've been waiting for this for years.
It's like poetry.
Poetry.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I had an interesting question. Something before Force Awakens came out, something that really plagued me, I don't know if I talked about this before on the show, so apologies if I have, but it's just, why would someone want to join the Empire or the New Republic, whatever it's called?
First Order
of the New Republic. I'm sorry, I hate the new names.
All governments are the same.
I hate that we can't call it the Rebellion, we can call it the Resistance. Yeah. I always forget the name of the new Empire. It's the Empire, guys. It's the Empire with more flags. Right. Yeah. But why anyone with knowledge of what happened in the last 30 years would want to be in this new government, because it was very, very bad, very, very evil. It was literally the dark and light. And no one really had a good answer. I asked a lot of members of the cast. I asked J.J. Abrams, and he kind of skirted the question. But I asked Adam Driver, and Adam Driver kind of came back with a pretty great answer. He was like, doesn't that really mimic history? People forget. People forget what happened 30 years ago. Our world was much different 30 years ago than it was now. And people don't remember that. They think most of the problems in our country were hundreds of years ago, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
And he was also, and then he brought up the point that a lot of people died on the Death Star, and that probably propelled a lot of people. Those people had families. Those people had other planets they were from. And he's like, that could have easily have sparked.
Adam Driver actually said that?
Yeah. He didn't say, I'm super paraphrasing.
Okay.
Let me see what he said.
I don't know. You're like, yeah, I bet.
He said, he did mention, people died on the Death Star, and then they had families, and then I was like, that's actually a really good point, and perhaps that's how we ended up so similar to, in this movie, where we started in Star Wars.
Yeah.
So it's just, I thought that was very interesting, because I really wanted someone to be like, defend this, because it's insane. And he's like, people are bad.
Well, of course.
People forget.
If we look at our own real life going on right now, 70 years ago we fought a war against Hitler and stuff, and nowadays people are like, oh, you know what, maybe his ideas weren't so bad, so it's like, it's the similar kind of thing. Why would you how do we go from anyway?
I think it's actually, if you really think about how cyclical this rise to power is, it's really, despite it being in space and all these things that it is that we love about it, it actually is pretty frightening. But I don't know, I thought that was very, very, very smart. He wouldn't answer any of my other questions about whether or not he was related to Darth Vader, but whatever. I got that.
Well, yeah, plus you got people like Hux, who's, he was like second generation, essentially. People who grew up, I guess it's the same thing. People who were kind of, in the Empire, it's not like the Death Star blew up and all of a sudden everybody who was allied with the Empire was just like, oh, you know what? We were wrong. It's like, you know, you get all those people who are just kind of like, ah, oh, like maybe they went into hiding for a little bit. They, you know, kind of kept cool, but they, you know, still probably, you know, had the same, for the most part, had the same beliefs.
And I definitely think, I mean, I think that J.J. Abrams tries to allude to that in the beginning with, like, the Down Destroyer. Right. And it's like, okay, so that's a really big ship. A lot of people are on that ship. Like, clearly this war kept going and a lot of people died. However, I feel like they probably could have been like, and then it got complicated. And, and then we did some bad things. And, like, and then it's like, and that's why it rebuilt because of these things. But whatever. It's more fun to watch Finn, I guess, run around through the sand.
Yeah, politics in Star Wars are weird because it's almost like you start off simple, but then if you start adding some details in, then it just seems shallow and like simplified, as opposed to, you know, because real life is so complicated and messy and
Right, because they say Finn, because Finn's basically the only one that's like, this is wrong. And they're like, well, he's been conditioned and brainwashed, which makes total sense. But it's like, so is he special and like everyone's brainwashed in the Empire? And he's like, it didn't work on him on the third go round or some junk. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm very fascinated by that. I don't think they're going to even remotely touch it in the third movie. But when they pull up like that thing with Finn, you see like a baby version of him. And it's clearly he was like grown for this. I'm like, well, how many? Like who do they all look like? What are they? Why did they stop using clones? Are there tons of Finn? Is Finn a clone? Like I'm just very curious about the building of this world.
That would be shocking if in the third movie you see other troopers taking their helmets off and they all look identical to Finn. That would be actually pretty cool.
I mean, if they're making people, maybe they wanted to deviate from the Fett people that they made before. And like, why wouldn't why wouldn't there be more than one? Maybe there'll be an explanation. They were like, oh, it was really expensive to keep making Fett, so now we like make all different kinds of people because it's just more fun. I don't know.
Well, doesn't he say he was kidnapped as a baby?
Say he was kidnapped as a baby?
When he's talking to Rey, in Maz's castle.
Oh, I forgot about that part.
He says something about, you know, we were both taken from a family that we'll never know or something like that.
Oh, or maybe there was like, it's stolen or like they're bad parents. I don't know. Oh, I just want more of that. I want more of like what happened to him.
Episode 9 is just going to start with like half hour of crawl. It's just going to be like
footnotes and
Well, I mean, like it could. I mean, I do feel like this movie is the last we're going to see of these characters unless they do some sort of series spinoff on the Disney Channel that they're launching, which could happen. I mean, they're doing like a Thor show and a Black Widow show, I think. No, a Red. Scarlet Witch show.
Vision and Scarlet Witch.
Yeah, which is very exciting.
Yeah.
But I want to get it. I mean, I know that is fan service. And I know that is a problem. I know there's an entire Rick and Morty episode just like making fun of those people, which is me. But it's a good episode.
It worked.
Yeah.
Here's an idea for a story I had.
Okay. You're just here to pitch?
Yeah. Picture this. Kylo Ren gets in his time machine and he goes back and he meets Darth Vader circa Rogue One.
Wait, I was out
Kylo
when
Ren
said time
gets
machine.
In a time machine.
Kylo Ren gets in his time machine and goes back and meets Darth Vader circa Rogue One.
Oh, okay. When he's like the highest evil.
Yeah. Like, okay. Like in it. So how would Vader react to someone coming forward and saying, I'm your grandchild?
I'm like, I'm super into everything that you've got going on.
Right, yeah.
I think he'd be super into it.
He would say to, Kylo Ren would say, Vader would be like, no, you're not my son.
You know, right.
My child was killed. And then he would say, oh, Palpatine never told you what happened to your children. And then he'd be like, he told me enough. He told me I killed them. And it's like, nice. And then he would say, no, I am your son, or I am your grandson. And the Vader would be like, no.
Which like, don't even get me into the erasure of Padme's history. It's so annoying. And I hate it so much. That they're just like, she was this huge, amazing queen and she did all these great things and like saved a lot of people. Then they're like, but don't tell him any of these. Don't tell anyone any of these things that she had kids and all this stuff. They're just like, she was a queen and she died.
Is that canon? Is that in the universe?
Pretty much. I mean, that's what I picked up on. They're like, don't tell him that you killed her at the end, but then don't tell anyone that she was pregnant. Don't tell anyone about this affair. Don't tell anyone about like the things that she tried to do. It's just queen died. Tried to skew the vote, didn't work. She died.
Right.
Yeah, sad, died.
But if they came back and met each other,
broken heart.
I think. So he treated the Secret Apprentice, which is the Star Wars video game that I like very, very much, that I'm very bad at. But I also am a huge fan of Sam Witwer and that character, and I think it's a really interesting character. But he was kind of a dick to him. He treated him really poorly.
Wait, who treated who?
Darth Vader. I mean, treated him.
To his new apprentice.
The Secret Apprentice, very, very poorly.
Yeah.
However, he's not blood. And yeah, I feel like there's a Skywalker bias to their bloodline. So I could easily see him being like, oh, we're related. Well, then let me bring you under my dark cape.
So you think Annie would recognize a fellow? He would see him and be like, you know what? That whiny kid reminds me of a certain young punk that I used to be. And then
he would take him under his wing and do the whole like, join me. And they together, Kylo Ren and Darth Vader would overthrow the Emperor.
They would mess stuff up. She said, P.G. Lee.
And then they would still, since this is Rogue One era, he would take over and then still, I know she's not there yet. I'm so like trying to figure out a way that he would then blow up Princess Leia to like erase Kylo Ren. Kylo Ren would just disappear Back to the Future style. If he killed Leia. Like, after overthrowing the Emperor, then Vader killed Leia, and then Kylo Ren would, his new apprentice would just disappear into thin air.
I like it.
Would be like an extra dirty trick.
Yeah.
I hate it because it's time travel, but.
I think it would be a much different, all the movies now be very different if Kylo Ren was alive way back when. They'd be very unstoppable, I feel like.
The two of them. You don't think on some level Anakin would feel, would be like, you know. All Sith are jealous of their power and stuff. So do you think he'd be like, this grandkid's okay, but he has to know that I'm.
He would build him up and then
murder him. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I see what you mean.
Build him up and be like, yeah, no, we're totally a team, you and me.
Oh, so you'd purposely kill Princess Leia.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I thought like he would kill her and then like not realizing.
No.
Okay.
Oh yeah, I can see that. Yeah. That tracks.
Which makes his dark side stronger because he's killing the daughter they didn't know he had.
Well, also the other alternative is that when Kylo Ren gets there and then he's hanging out with Vader for a while and he's like, this guy's kind of a jerk, you know, and then he would either kill Vader or...
So here's the whole thing. Perfect. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Let's hear it.
Kylo Ren goes back. Darth Vader is just like, yeah, come with me. Join me together. Blah, blah, overthrow the Emperor. Boom. Then they go. Or he tricks Kylo Ren into killing Leia, maybe somehow. So then Kylo Ren disappears, and he's like, and that fuels Darth Vader's dark side, pushes him more to the dark side. Then he goes and gets Luke, and trains Luke as his new Sith apprentice.
And then Snoke shows up.
Right.
<It's> terrible.
In a bigger time machine.
I like it. All right, let's move forward with this. Right.
No, I hate it because it's time travel in Star Wars. They don't go well together.
It's like
chocolate and peanut butter. Yeah. They don't go well together at all.
What about holodeck story?
No.
No, never the two shall meet.
It could be an alternate. Well, we can't.
No.
That involves, no.
No.
Nothing. Not going
to
happen.
Seen what happened to the Trekverse. Can't
Here's
happen here. Love Discovery, though.
What if Vader is the time machine and he comes forward?
We'll Twilight this. We'll just change all the names and make it a different sci-fi fantasy epic saga.
Uh-huh.
And then we'll just write it up. We'll like 50 Shades kind of it was started as Twilight fan fiction. We'll just change it all up.
I mean, that's Last Jedi. You're describing Last Jedi.
Yeah, kind of. It'll be when I say Twilight fan fiction or what?
I'm just saying like any sort of like let's make it sexier. It's like, well, that's Last Jedi.
So we just change all the names and make it a whole thing that doesn't...
Then you'd be okay with the time travel.
Well, because it's not Star Wars anymore. We're not making it Star Wars. We're making it our own galactic space opera.
Okay. Planet of the Apes.
No. That already has time travel. I'm fine with that.
It does have time travel. All right. So anything else for minute 117 before we wrap this up?
Tide turns. Oh, sweaty, sweaty Kylo. That was my first note.
They're both really sweaty.
Sweaty Kylo.
Now, how much of that is snow melting and how much of that is actually sweat?
Well, this is how much of it is sweat from his injury and how much of it is sweat from his face being 2 inches away from a right. from a lightsaber blade.
And sweating when it's cold out is very difficult. Like, they're really working up a sweat, man.
Yeah. Mm. He better be, he's going to catch a cold if he stays out there getting all sweaty. And
yeah.
Do you feel like there's a prop person or makeup, I guess it would be makeup person on set who would just go and like mist them in yeah. between takes?
Adam Oof. Driver travels with his personal mister for these kind of
Mr.
They have to get it on there somehow. And like, I'm sure some of it, they're actually fighting and they're sparring, yeah. but like, there's got to be like, break, more sweat.
Yeah.
Right.
More sweat for Daisy.
Yeah.
First they dry them off and then they re-sweat them.
So yeah.
It has to be perfect.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Continuity.
Yeah. Dump a bucket of water on him. So just wait till right. it dries enough.
But it's the perfect amount because sometimes there's too much sweat, you know, and you see like the sweat that's like dripping off someone's nose or like ear, and it's like yeah. this is very unappealing.
Yeah,
it's very sexy sweat.
You should have been like Ted Stryker in Airplane, where he's right. pouring down his face.
Yes.
All right, then I guess that'll wrap up minute 117. And hey, guess what, guys? We sell a bunch of stuff that with pictures and artwork that we've done on it. If you go to StarWarsMinute.com/merch, you can get a... we don't have any Kylo Ren stuff.
No, maybe we should put one up there.
Oh, he does appear in the... I did one that was to the Troll Saga. He's in there. Right. So, yeah, he is in there.
Mm-hmm. Is he in the Tapestry one?
He is in the Tapestry.
Oh, so him and Rey right now.
Are in the Tapestry. Yeah, I'm wearing the Tapestry. I mean, as we speak. Anyway, so this will all make a lot more sense to you if you go look at the cool designs we have. You can get them on t-shirts. You can get them on cell phone cases. You can get them on pillows.
You can get them on tapestries.
You can get them on a tapestry if you want.
Some of them.
I keep meaning to get a pillow. A Star Wars pillow.
Star Wars Minute pillow.
A Star Wars Minute pillow, yeah. So thanks for reminding me. Mm-hmm. All right, I'm going to go do that. Everyone else, we'll see you tomorrow in another Star Wars Minute.
Star Wars Minute.